Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire DFS show. I'm Adam Zdrojek, joined by Jack Burkhart to talk Monday's matches. Today's Sunday. We're talking Monday's matches. It's early Monday. No, it's early Sunday. Getting my days mixed up. I'll figure it out. But Jack, we have to discuss what happened Sunday. We have Bono. We have the issue with Bono, the Moroccan goalkeeper who was seen singing the national anthem. Apparently, he felt sick, and it wasn't announced until after kickoff. I'm seeing on Google that BBC commentators didn't even notice it 38 minutes until after the match started, that Bono wasn't actually in there. We had Mounir starting for Morocco. He was 0% because no one knew. In cash games, we saw Bono was 25%. What do you have to say about this?
Well, I'm not tilted and I'm not owned by this whatsoever. It just stinks. But I mean, I thought like Bono was in until like in the 23rd minute. Let's give the American announcers some credit. That's when they figured out that yeah. Bono was in. So it's add to that little England versus USA fire. It's so annoying. Like I played a lot of Bono because I think Belgium stink, and they were super popular in tournaments too. So, you know, you feel like a genius 1 minute after lock until you realize that Bono had to leave right after the national anthem. I think I even joked, I'm like, well, you got to watch the national anthem if you're a real grinder. And even if you did that, you wouldn't have figured it out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you just got to say, okay, I'm with 25% of other people, at least in cash games. I don't know in tournaments, but you're like, okay, well, at least I wasn't in the negative. We saw a situation earlier this tournament where if you rostered one of the starters, the guy that actually replaced him, was this Iran maybe against England? One of the goalkeepers who was off after 20 minutes, he got concussed or whatever. That was the guy that broke his jaw, I believe. Yeah. The substitute came on, had like negative 10 or something. So at least you're not in the negative. I guess that's the positive.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you play
basically like the same amount of points as Courtois, though, so
yeah, I mean, you're much better than Courtois. I think if you played like Kaylor Navas a few days, you took like a minus 10 or something. So, you know, sometimes you'll take a zero at goalkeeper, especially.
And
when
then Kaylor Navas had, I don't know, 20 points this morning, something like that.
Oh, I didn't play. All right. How about Kevin De Bruyne? That's also not tilting at all, watching Thorgan Hazard just take like 20 corners for Belgium. Then Dries Mertens come on after De Bruyne takes one corner and takes the rest.
Needless to say, it was a wild first match of Sunday to where, I mean, we were both on Belgium not to play well. I wrote up in my betting article, I was actually like, I almost think Morocco are a better overall team than Belgium, and you can get plus 320 on them to win. I ended up taking double chance, but either way, we'll see how much this matters for us. There's a chance there's a bunch of goals in this Germany-Spain match. There's a chance. We still don't know what's going to happen. We got the early Davies goal for Canada, but that one's still 1-0 for Canada. So
yeah, we'll see.
I got that one pulled up as we're talking here, but
yeah, I want to win with En-Nesyri and his 0.06 points. I think that would be awesome to see that win, 20K or whatever it is
today. Yeah, shouts to the people who have En-Nesyri and Bono in their team. Hopefully, like, maybe you can win your money back somehow.
We'll take it. Shout out to me, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, there you go. So for this one, let me refresh DraftKings one time here. The slate is still not up, so we're going to go off the cheat sheet to talk about this slate, which is always difficult. Jack said he plugged in a lineup in Excel. He's under the 50K cap, so he has a lineup set. So we're gonna go off that. I did not go into Excel and do this, but. So Neymar's out. We see his 10.7K, but we got Ronaldo 9.2K. I guess he has the best odds to score here. Richarlison is after that 9,900. But I guess people will go to those guys because of goals and cash games. I was gonna not talk about them, but probably they're gonna be looked at. It seems like. A lot of people are just, I don't know if it's game log watching or just there's basing a lot of, like we saw a lot of Batshuayi ownership on today's slate.
That was crazy.
It's like people are, I don't know if they're just looking at the odds, looking at what happened in the last game kind of a thing to where they're just going with what happened in previous matchups only and not even considering anything else. So like, you got to think like Ronaldo or Richarlison both score that people are going to look at them. But we have Son here at 9,600. You got to think Son over those guys, correct? Or, well, I guess is Son going to be in your lineup, 9,600 against Ghana?
Yeah, in my first impression run of cash, I wanted to play Son just because he will take all the set pieces. Now, I mean, I think set pieces are pretty tilting so far in this World Cup. Like they're not going as expected. And, that can certainly happen, I guess, in this international situation. Like these teams aren't as established and we're doing our best guesses. So weird things like that can happen. But everything goes through Sun and Korea. And even if he doesn't take a few corner kicks, he should be on penalties, right? And that's quite important as well. So maybe he gets fouled a lot. The matchup against Ghana certainly isn't prohibitive. Do both teams need to win in this game, Adam? What needs to happen here for that group?
Yeah, so Ghana, they have to. I mean, they're coming off the loss against Portugal, whereas you got to think South Korea also want to win because their next match is against Portugal. So
yeah,
you don't think that South Korea is like, okay, we're fine with a draw here because we're playing Portugal next. It's not the case. Both these teams want to win this match. But we look at Sun's floor. He was about 7 points last match in really a game where – there wasn't much that happened. I think South Korea was fine with a draw. I'm not sure Uruguay were actually fine with the draw, but South Korea were fine with the draw in that match. Not a ton happened in that first one. And Son didn't hit value or anything. He didn't really do it for the people that played him, but now you got two teams that want to win. I will say for this Ghana lineup, we'll see if they look different. So they played kind of like a 5-3-2 in that last match. I think that was kind of just based off because they were playing Portugal.
Yeah.
After playing South Korea. I think they're going to move off that. We'll see. Again, this is the first match. So if they do move off that five man back line kind of thing, the three center backs, that I would say that helps Son a little bit because maybe that's more attack minded for Ghana. So
yeah.
But 9,600. Where else would we go in cash, though? I, if you don't want to get Sun, where else would we go in cash at forward here?
I mean, I think people will go to Ronaldo. I think they have a good matchup, but what is it?
I guess Rafinha. Rafinha is.
Yeah, Rafinha, I think, is going to be played a ton because Brazil are the biggest favorites. So you probably should just plug in Rafinha. He should take half the corners, I guess. Maybe there's a bit more upside there. He can score, maybe get fouled a bit. We saw the Eden Hazard fouls floor as well, just to go back to being angry about the previous slate. Do you think Sun is going to be one of the more popular options in cash games, though? Because I think if people are overreacting, Sun was disappointing, and he disappointed quite a few people in cash games in the last slate as well. I know Ryan went up to him, and he was not pleased by that result. But this is a completely different matchup. So if people are going to underrate Sun, maybe he's going to be underutilized in GPPs as well. In what could be, I mean, I think this has the lowest implied goal total in the slate, but if both teams go after it, there could be three goals in this game. And it's very easy to see the other two games stink. I mean, this happens all the time. So maybe it's a good GPP route as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's going to be a decision here. We have these high-end forwards who maybe one guy just isn't going to stand out. But I kind of think Rafinha may be most popular in cash games just because he's a little cheaper than these other guys.
Yeah.
But we have the forwards we mentioned. I'm not sure anyone's going to be that popular because there are so many guys. Is there a dinky option as we go down? Is there like the Andre Ayew, the Jordan Ayews down here, 5K, 5.6K? Is that kind of what the route would be if you want to spend up at midfield? And Nyaki Williams, I guess he's here at 5,400 as well. That may be it. Is there another like cheap forward guy? Kudus actually is midfield forward. Okay. So
I don't think Kudus. I think the cheat sheet
is lying.
I think that's lying. I think Kudus is midfield only.
Yeah, this is the unfortunate part here. I mean, there's a chance that DraftKings actually changed this and Kudus is more midfield forward eligible because I think he was midfield only on that first slate.
Yeah, I'm going to refresh DraftKings again and try to see, but he was midfield only in the first slate. I don't particularly want to spend down at second forward on my first impression of this slate. Who are you looking? So the spend down forward options aren't that fantastic. I mean, I just said maybe the game is a little bit more open than the odds expect. So maybe in GPPs, like Inaki Williams, I think he's on penalties for Ghana and he's extremely talented.
There's a goal.
Oh, what? Who?
Oh, called offside. Kramaric called offside. Sorry, go
ahead.
Oh,
no. I had a ton of Kramaric.
Yes. Why? So do I.
Shoot. I hate it here.
all right. What are we talking about? Talk about forwards. Go ahead.
Yeah. If I spend down at forward, I think I would prefer Inaki Williams because do we think he's on penalties? Maybe I'm wrong. Can you?
I'll look, but keep going there.
I mean, he's extremely talented. If you sometimes dabble in these tiny La Liga slates, Inaki Williams, I think, is one of the most expensive players sometimes.
We honestly may not know because he's one of the Ghana players that I think got like his citizenship confirmed in like September with like Lamptey and a couple other guys. So he's probably only played two or three games for him. So that's something we don't know.
Well, there is upside if he has that.
It'd be the Ayew brothers would be the PK takers. But again, that all those PKs were taken without Inaki Williams in the team, I assume. So,
yeah. I don't know. It's interesting to spend down, but maybe that's more of a tournament option to me. I think there's a little bit of value in midfield, and maybe you don't want to... Do you want to move on to midfield and talk about what things look like there? I mean, forward, there's a few expensive guys, a couple set piece takers, and then Ronaldo.
Before we get to midfield, Chris is asking why Vinicius is less than Antony. That's just DraftKings pricings. You can never guess like where they're getting some of these numbers from. If it's from international play or if they're like grabbing club team numbers for some reason.
I think they're going to have some club team numbers in there, but
as we look more into Brazil and their popularity, I actually think Son is not going to be that popular. As I think about it some more, 9,600, you look at what he did in that last match. He might be sub 20% in cash games just because like we have the Vinicius, we have the Rafinhas, you have the Ronaldo and Richarlison. So I think he's not going to be popular as he should be, really. People are just going to look at that first game and kind of be off him, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels so gross playing Ronaldo with at plus 150 to score a goal. He does have a floor, though. I think I was wrong when I talked about him on the previous show because, like, the offense funnels through him. Like, Cancelo and Guerrero are going to be targeting his head on crosses. Like, Ronaldo can get an okay floor based on shots. So, I understand. I certainly understand if you prefer Ronaldo to Son in cash games.
Yeah, 9,200.
I have to think about it a little bit more. I mean, the goal scoring odds aren't good, though. I mean,
yeah, you also look, we didn't mention the odds at the top here. So Brazil, 63% chance to win. Portugal, 48%. South Korea, 38%. But you look at the implied goal totals, 2.37 total in that South Korea-Ghana match.
Yeah.
People are going to look at that and kind of almost avoid that game entirely. Chris is also asking if we think Inyaki will have high ownership in tournaments. I don't think he will because I know he's cheap, but you look at the implied total here for Ghana, 1.11. It's like there are other cheap options to get, and you have these forwards up here that you want on your team. So it's going to be people are going to spend down at defender, maybe spend down at midfield instead of spending down at forward. I doubt Inyaki is very popular. So,
yeah, I think that would be I think that's an awesome tournament play. I mean, I have to think about all these things more, but maybe, I mean, the implied total is what it is, but it could easily go over just due to context. So,
yeah, not as easy to talk about when the slate is not out at DraftKings. They've been, I guess they're focusing on NFL this morning. So,
oh, that's true.
So, a midfield. Do we want Bruno Fernandes? I guess, is that a question? He wasn't popular in that last game. Well, I guess he was popular. I can't remember.
50% in cash.
He was fairly popular. Yeah, he was up there at 50%. I just remember Jordan Cooper. I believe he went Ronaldo over Bruno in cash games, if I remember correctly.
And he opted to play Cancelo, one of the Portugal fullbacks instead. Right. And I do remember what Jordan said. He told Ryan about it, and Jordan figured that he projected Bruno to take right-sided indirect set pieces, so corners and
right. Ryan, like, is that enough?
And Bruno was bad in the first half. I think Portugal changed their tactics a little bit, but Bruno had like 5 floor points in the first half. Everyone was annoyed.
Honestly, you removed the 2 assists, and I think he only had like 5 floor points.
Yeah, I mean, each assist is worth 7 points, right? Because you get the shot assisted as well.
Yeah, he was I guess he finished 21 and a half. I thought he only had 18, but yeah, not a huge floor. Drew 4 fouls as well, only took 2 corners, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's plus 300 to score. I think you maybe want a little bit more upside.
I don't want Bruno in cash games.
I have a lineup where you can play him, but I don't. I'd just rather play Vinicius. I mean, Chris mentioned him earlier. He's going to be more active. He was marauding down the wing in Brazil's first game. I think he created 4 chances. We can double check this. 4 chances and took 4 shots. And who cares if he plays 78 minutes, if he's actually going to be like a focal point in the attack. Right. He has more goal upside as well.
Yeah, otherwise, just in the midfield only, because that's what I have to select in the position here on the goal odds. And I'm just scrolling through this list. I think the big question is, so we look at the lineups. So we have Neymar out. We could see, some people may think like Antony may move into the starting 11 for Brazil in place of Neymar. That's possible. But again, I mean, he is coming off injury, and it's not like he's played a ton with the Brazil senior team here.
He was sick too. I saw that he went back to training, but
I saw that too. Yeah,
he's
so
not gonna play 90.
If he starts, I think it may be like we could see Fred in there because Fred, you don't think so?
Oh, I was just trying to think what the formation would be then, but then you're saying that Vinny's going to be more forward.
Yeah, it'd still be like a 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1, but like Paqueta would be more the central attacking midfielder kind of thing.
I see.
The 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1, you got the pretty much the basis there where Casemiro, Fred are defensive midfielders. Paqueta is moving a little more forward.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the lineup, 4-3-3 and they play Fred and Casemiro, Vinny's an even better play, I think.
Well, would you think Paqueta in there at 6K though?
I didn't consider it.
Right.
I mean,
there are no set pieces, but this is Brazil. You look at his goal odds because he's playing prefer Brazil. So he didn't really show anything in that first match, which is probably the worry. So 6K on Brazil could be in an attacking position.
Yeah, just to step back for a second, like this has been happening a lot with the World Cup at the midfield, like this, like between 5 and 7K, like it's kind of been like bereft. There's not much value be had there. So maybe in tournaments, if you want to take a rip on Paqueta, I mean, how is he any different than rostering Rabiot.
Well, I guess Valverde's in that range. Do you have any interest in Valverde against Portugal?
If I spend up twice at forward and do what I want currently at defender, I cannot afford Fetty. But I could maybe like pay all the way down at goalkeeper and punt at the flex a little bit. You could get up to him.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're not favorites. So
I should have got Ryan's take on Valverde in this spot because he's a big Valverde guy.
I mean, do you like Uruguay in this spot? I don't. They looked horrible in the first game, but maybe that's a...
Yeah, I mean, already with how Portugal play and they already have the win. So I don't... This is a match I don't want to target, really.
I mean, like, they look slow.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I thought they were horrible. It was one of the worst games of the tournament so far, in my
opinion. I mean, you kind of look at it, and it's like Uruguay, it's almost kind of similar to Belgium, to where, like, you have these old center backs that are slow. Maybe they're big. They've been around for a while. We've seen Diego Godin get some big goals. Even Jimenez get some big goals. But, you know, maybe this just isn't their tournament. Though, granted, they are a little younger in midfield and forward, outside of Suarez, obviously. Yeah. But it does kind of feel like Belgium, given how they played, how we saw them play. And it's not like they cruised through qualification anyway. So I almost think, like, some of my thinking with that is my original thoughts were kind of swayed in that I saw in a lot of the media, I think even Ryan might have taken Uruguay to win it all. But there's a lot of people just saying, like, Uruguay, like, watch out for them, like Nunez and Valverde, whatever. Like, they could be, like, one of the dark horses. But I wonder if just, like, our original thoughts are kind of, you know, skewed a little bit from, I don't know, some of the media we saw.
Maybe. We didn't talk about Darwin. What's his price and goal odds? Can you pull that up? I know that's back to forward, but what do we got?
Kramaric.
Yes! Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Mark it up.
We're going to win with a zero from Banu and a 0.06 from En-Nesyri. It's going to happen. A RotoWire subscriber is going to do it. What were we talking about? Can you pull up Darwin? I know it's forward, but Darwin seemed interesting at first glance. His price, actually. I can pull it up, too.
Wait, what? Oh, his price?
Yeah.
I pulled up the stats. He took one shot, no chances created, no crosses in that first game.
I see. That's not.
But Nunez is 7,100.
I mean,
I think we got a Perisic assist too.
Who got the assist?
Perisic.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm in a better mood after that happened than 20 minutes into the first game.
Yeah. Sorry. I shouldn't be looking at my lineups right now. Okay.
No goalkeeper captain today in this showdown.
Yeah. No, I did not do that, but I did not captain either of these goalkeepers. I captained David and someone else, but
yeah, I have a bit of Jonathan David, so hopefully he scores.
Yeah, so is there any, like, cheap midfielder here that we should consider? Like, these Brazilian midfielders are kind of cheap. Would we consider them just because it's Brazil? I don't know about any of these other spots. I guess we still have Kudus in here. If he's midfield only, like, Kudus is probably the guy you plug in.
Yeah. Adam, can you scroll? So in Biom on Korea, can you scroll down to the...
His floor?
Yeah, his floor points. I don't think he plays defensive midfielder. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I was looking at someone else. I thought he had more crosses than that. That's not the notes I had. But he had an okay floor, and his heat map showed him in the attacking half of the field. Maybe I'm going to double check that right now. But he seems like an option. He's only 4,200.
Yeah, I mean, Opta has him as the defensive midfielder, but he did have two shots, a couple chances created.
I'm going to pull it up here. Do you think there's any other value in midfield while I'm doing that?
I mean, you have, like, the Kudus is down here. I think he'll probably be the cash play. I'm not sure I would go, again, I'm just not looking at that Portugal-Uruguay route. Not really Switzerland either against Brazil. I don't really see a reason to go like Chaka or Froiler there. I mean, yeah, Casemiro and Fred are down here. What are they? Casemiro's 4,900, Fred 4,800. So, I mean, that's in that range. If probably not cash games, but if you're stacking Brazil, like those are the guys you go to, kind of a thing.
I mean, you could play. I mean, Casemiro had three shots. I mean, you if you had money, if you had $300 and you had Kudus,
would you play those over Kudus? Yeah.
I would rather play Casemiro over. I mean, is that insane or?
I don't think anything's insane. I don't think anything's insane in the World Cup, really.
So, Adam, going back to Hwang In-byeom, his heat map, so he was getting forward on the right side a lot, just looking at his heat map. I mean, there's still some stuff that looks like he's a defensive midfielder in like a 4-2-3-1, but I think he had some license to go forward. And that's somewhat promising, but it is the lowest total of the slate. So maybe maybe if going back to that, you know, if that game pops off for some reason, maybe that's more of a tournament option, but he was okay at that price.
Yeah, it's would you spend down at both midfielders to get up to two forwards?
Right now, what I'm looking at is playing Son, Rafinha, and Vinny in one of my midfield.
So
Vinny in one of my
will
midfield
spend
spots.
Down. Yeah.
And then I would need to spend down in the 4K range at two midfielders. So okay. I just put in In-byeom there and Kudus, and I can make something fit.
Okay.
So
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For defender, we have Telles up here. We have Cancelo up here. Not looking at Oliveira. Guerrero's in here.
Oliveira had a good game the other day, actually.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So are we looking at these guys? Telles. So my original is Telles going to start? He didn't play in that last match.
I don't know.
Someone at RotoWire is projecting he starts over Sandro.
He might. I mean, Sandro didn't really do much in the previous game. I thought he might be a decent value, but maybe that's just a bad player take. I've been reading something that because Danilo's out, Eder Militao might line up at right back. But at 4,800, I'm not going to prioritize that.
Okay. Either way, like I was already off on Brazil fullbacks before the tournament. I am wondering if the absence of Neymar changes things, but I don't think they're going to play differently. So, like, the thing with Brazil is that they aren't, like, a team that puts their fullbacks forward, sends their fullbacks forwards for crosses kind of thing, because, you know, they play through Neymar. He's usually in the center kind of thing. They play through the center a little bit more than a lot of these other teams, and that's kind of why I'm off of the Brazil fullback. So I'm not really looking at those guys.
Me neither. I mean, I didn't see him making many overlapping runs or anything.
Yeah,
like that,
like why have those guys make overlapping runs when you have guys like Vinicius and Rafinha and stuff on the wings? It's just not how they play. Really, it's not like they have. I guess Richarlison does get a lot of headers, but
well, that's passes from the wingers, and you know, maybe if I'm Brazil, I'd rather let Casemiro and Fred, you know, cheat a little bit forward and have my defenders defend a bit more. But what do I know?
I don't think the same about Portugal, but just like spending on them again and what I think is going to be a pretty defensive match, I don't want to go with these Portugal guys either.
What about Guerrero? I think 5,200 is favorable if he starts. I think Nuno Mendes is a doubt. He took one set piece.
I don't know. I guess 5,200.
5,200 is fine, I think.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a set piece or something. Maybe. Is
certainly in your GPP lineups, right? I mean, I think Ryan said this last time, you know, hits Ronaldo's head. That might be the move.
Yeah. Is Moon a lock in cash games? My guy Moon.
Moon, what a call, by the way, Adam. We need to pump you up for that one. Ryan and I did not spot that one. And then I read the article and I get like a beautiful paragraph about Moon. And I said lock after that. He got 8 points, I think.
Wait, did he? Is our stats wrong here?
I thought he got eight. I might be misremembering.
I think something's
it's been a
wrong
long our, week.
Yeah, no, something's wrong in our stats. He had a chance created. He had 3 crosses, 2 interceptions, a tackle, one, and a clean sheet. That's more than 6 points. We got another goal here. Someone else scored for Croatia. I don't know who it was.
How about Lovren?
I don't. Oh, Livaha. No. No assist. All right.
Wasn't he really expensive?
Let me watch this one real quick. No, there was an assist. I don't know who it was. It might have been a Kramaric assist here. So there you go.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe we can.
Livaha was too expensive. Yeah, he was way up there. I couldn't find a way to get him from Kramaric in some lineups, but didn't have to anyway.
Well, what about if you're looking at Moon Juan, $400 more gets you Abdul Rahman Baba, and he took 2 set pieces in the previous game, if you scroll down.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of mentioned this on the show yesterday with Ryan. I don't know if any of these fullbacks, this isn't Premier League. Like, I don't know if we need to spend on these guys.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to scroll all the way down and look for Ruben Diaz, or do you want to look for...
Like, is the 8 to 10 point floor, maybe iffy floor, is that, like, worth it for the Guerreros or Oliveras or those guys up there?
I mean, it's a good point, and... Ryan, maybe 8 to 10 points is generous,
right? Exactly.
Based on how these games have been going. So, I mean, what can you do? Maybe you can put in. I see Lamptey on the cheat sheet right there. Ruben Diaz, 3,500. I mean, if you do that, you could spend up twice at forward, and then you could probably afford another midfielder. You could certainly get up to Fetty if you did that.
Where's this Baba guy at?
Left back. I don't think he might not be.
Sometimes is he not listed as a defender? Does he not have goal odds? I can't pull him up.
This sometimes happens. Sometimes they don't pull every single.
All right, here. He's listed as a defender, 4,200. He committed 3 fouls. So that's kind of why he's down at 5.18 in that first game. But no, he went 90 minutes. That's a pretty good sign.
6 crosses.
First match also, so we'll know. Yeah, I mean, I almost think it's like we have these cheaper defenders down here to I don't know if I want to spend on maybe the guys who could get 8 point floors because like we know that they've done this at club level. I just don't think like this Uruguay Portugal match is really going to be that up and down.
Maybe not. I mean, right now I'm thinking about Guerrero and cash games, but I haven't tinkered with, well, I mean, we don't have lineups, so there isn't much tinkering to be done,
right?
But I haven't tinkered with playing, you know, why not? You could play Moon Juan and then Baba, and then you can see what you can afford at midfield. That might be a perfectly good route.
I mean, honestly, that goes back to what we said kind of early on. It's like, well, both these teams kind of have to win. This figures to be one of the more, I mean, it doesn't, not according to the odds, I guess. I feel like our thoughts are kind of opposite of what the odds say, which, you know, sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, but
yeah. Adam, yeah. I have a question just about the slate. I mean, we haven't talked anything about Switzerland, and I don't think we should, but Switzerland are one of my least favorite teams to watch. They're horrible. I mean, they're a fine team, but they play like the most dull. Their tactics are horrible. So is there a chance that this Brazil-Switzerland game could be like, I don't know, like sort of like the first half of this Serbia-Brazil game where Serbia tried to sort of suffocate Brazil. It took them a little while to get going. Do you think that that game has a chance to fail, especially if it's going to be popular in tournaments?
You also have to include like Neymar's not in there as well, so that maybe changes how Brazil play, what they look like a little bit. I'd say I agree. I'm just looking at my notes here for Switzerland. Strong defense, struggle with possession. Sommer makes a lot of saves. They don't have much of a bench. So
There's your showdown strategy there.
I think just even based off that, and then I guess my notes on Brazil, they play more inside than outside. So just based off that, it seems like these Brazil guys are going to get have a big floor. It almost feels like what France, Denmark, where like these France guys had pretty good floors. I mean, it's not, one-to-one comparison here, but those guys had pretty good floors, even with, Mbappe had what, 40 points from two goals.
Yeah.
So it's almost like if you agree with the odds in Korea, Ghana, or even Portugal, Uruguay, like find a lineup where you can stack Brazil. This may be like a situation where it's the Man City stacker out in a three-game slate where you get th six Brazil guys and call it a day and hope that even if they only score one or two goals, hope that all their guys have, at least 10 floor points because Switzerland are just sitting back and trying to walk away with a scoreless draw, have Sommer pick up 10 saves or whatever. Isn't Sommer the guy that made 18 saves in Bundesliga this season?
What a legend. I wish
19 saves.
man, I know what I'm doing in Showdown tomorrow, but I'm gonna play Sommer in every combination of five Brazil attackers, win everything. But I think you're talking about this Brazil strategy and why make it complicated? So if you X out Portugal, Uruguay, I kind of agree. You can afford Richarlison. Then you can put in Rafinha, then you can put in Vinny, then you can put in Paqueta, and then you can put in a center back, you can put in Thiago, and that's affordable. You can do that and then play
Right.
Moonhwan, and who cares at your utility spot because the rest of the games are probably going to stink.
Yeah.
That sounds fine.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to be that'll probably be the popular route in tournaments. I'd argue that. Though, would you actually play something like that in cash games? I don't even know if that's that crazy either.
No, I mean, people play like that. I've stacked Man City in cash games before,
Yeah.
and of course I lose, but I think why not? I mean, I think maybe I just talked myself into it. Just play all the Brazil pieces. Switzerland are bad at possession. They're just going to lay siege on them. I am a little bit worried about that, though. Switzerland can be pretty anti-soccer sometimes, so I'm not sure. I mean, like, did they cons I didn't watch their game against Morocco. But I think I looked it up, and then Hakim Ziyech only had like a 7-point floor against them. So it wasn't like he was, crossing a ton in open play. So
Wait,
maybe
what's
you,
going
maybe.
on here? Ziyech in Morocco?
No, I'm talking about Switzerland, right? Because I think Morocco played. Am I wrong here?
Different groups.
Oh my goodness. Who did
Switzerland.
Switzerland play in the first game?
Who's in this early match? Cameroon?
Cameroon. Oh,
They beat
dear.
Cameroon 1-0.
All right, you should complete. It's been a long week. You should complete the group. Holy
No.
smokes. I thought that going into this slate. I thought, well,
I was like, is
Ziyech
he
didn't do so well
confusing
against
Ziyech for
Switzerland.
Shaqiri right
Jeez. That's incredible. All right.
All right, so let's just mention goalkeeper here, but we got 43% clean sheet for Brazil, which I feel like it should be like 50%, but Portugal 37%, South Korea 33%. I got the prices pulled up here from our optimizer. Ellison 57%. Wait, what? No, not
5,700.
57%. 5,700. Costa 5,300. The Korea goalkeeper Kim 4,900. Ati Ziggy 4,600. Roche 4,200. Sommer 3,800. If you have the money, would you play Alisson here? I mean, that's
I think so. I think he stands out.
we it. Is this a slate where you go Alisson or you go down to Sommer and hope for 15 saves?
18, please. I don't know. I mean, Brazil and Portugal will shoot on sight, so I think either if you need the salary to build the outfield players you want and you played them, I think that would be fine. But I think I'd just rather play Alisson. I do try to play these favorite keepers. I know this is often a discussion, but I mean, do you think Switzerland can score a goal against Brazil?
They can, but will they? I don't. I mean, I just don't think Brazil are going to be full on attack to where they're going to be open in the back to like an Embolo counterattack or something like that. I just don't think they're going to want to be in that situation where they go down a goal or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, there's no reason for them to really, I mean, this is basically the England situation, which we saw against the USA. I'm going to keep bringing this up. I believe I said this about today's slate with Spain, Germany, but I just don't think Brazil are going to open themselves up to allow a goal like that. So,
I mean, in that case, how many shots on target would you project Alisson to face? Just, you know, talking.
Yeah, not a ton.
Devil's advocate.
What did he just have? Probably one or two.
One, maybe.
Okay, he had zero. So, and yeah, I think Serbia have a better attack than Switzerland do. So
they certainly do. I mean.
Maybe not
in tournaments. Maybe you can avoid that.
I feel like if I remember correctly, there wasn't a ton of shots in that first Cameroon-Switzerland match. To Cameroon had 8 shots, 5 on target. Switzerland had 7 shots, 3 on target. Really, there wasn't a ton of things that happened in that match. So,
yeah.
Outside of 16 corners, but...
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So I'd say, so for tournaments, this is almost a slate where tournaments and cash games are kind of similar.
Yeah, I mean, well, we kind of accidentally landed on just stacking Brazil and cash as a possibility. I mean,
right.
We just looked at this slate, right? And that's certainly going to, it's easy to do in tournaments as well. So maybe that's too popular. I don't know. You can keep on going back. You can chase your tail the whole time and keep on going back and forth. I think I convinced myself I don't want to play Alisson in tournaments, though.
Right. Just for the 10 points, if it happens.
Yeah. I mean, I think you should make a concerted effort in tournaments to play some underdog goalies. Just click them early and then say, you know, if you click the Uruguayan goalie, and you say, okay, well, I fade Portugal, and then you look to other games, and mm-hmm. I think that's totally reasonable way just to get started.
I'd say with the way we're talking, Portugal, Uruguay, I don't know how popular it is going to be, but I mean, Ronaldo is on their team, so like he's going to be in 20% of GPPs, if not more, right?
Only? He scored a goal. Plus, you didn't see what he did in the last World Cup, so. People are clearly just game log watching, judging by it. Belgium looked terrible against Canada. They deserved to lose, in my opinion.
Uh-huh, agreed.
And they were mega chalk. So Portugal is going to get used.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to say fade Portugal, Uruguay, fade Switzerland. So we got Brazil. And then, man, this I think everyone's just going to ignore the South Korea-Ghana match.
I'll play one of these single entries and just – throwing 4 players.
I think this is a match where it's possible. It's scoreless the entire way, and we're just like, oh, okay. It's two teams that were projected to finish third and fourth, and like nothing happens. But we've seen plenty of times where these teams in this situation where it's just like it is kind of crazy. It is a little bit off the walls. Like, I mean, South Korea are a team that aren't that good defensively, but they like possession. They cross the ball a bit. Their fullbacks go up the pitch a lot. I wrote about this on this slate. So, I mean, you can go with, you know, these Kim fullbacks. I know the other one, Jinsoo, is now 5K. But, you can stack those guys with the Sun. I'm not as sure about their other attacking pieces because they sub a lot. So, I'd keep an eye on that one. But,
I mean, maybe Moon Hwan has another solid game and maybe Sun does. And then you can play Inaki Williams just for a penalty. That's like 3 players right there. And then you can just play Brazil. You have the 3-team restriction taken care of, and all those. Well, maybe it's a little bit difficult with Sun, but that seems completely reasonable.
One more question here. So we mentioned Baba. If they're in like a 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1, would you still look at Baba here?
I do not know. I do not know enough about Ghana tactically, but
yeah.
Maybe I would be a little less sold. And maybe
I'm just looking at this lineup. You just got to think like Jordan Ayew is going to get a start here.
I was surprised he didn't start in the previous game. I mean, isn't he right. better than Andre Ayew? I don't, whatever.
I think he is, but I know Ghana had like issues with guys not wanting to play for the manager and all that kind of thing. But luckily this is the first match, so you can figure that stuff out. I believe it was the last slate where I had Jordan Ayew, and then I had like 1.5K left in my lineup because he did not start. So, any other thoughts here? We're running down on time.
I think that basically takes care of it. I'm just completely uninterested in Switzerland. Portugal, I think, is going to get used. So just maybe people don't play Brazil enough. They'll be popular, but people don't play them enough. And then just based on incentives, maybe the South Korea-Ghana game has a chance to outperform its expectation. I think those are completely reasonable. And I guess we'll just keep on looking. I don't know. I think defender is kind of tricky. Do you want to play a Guerrero in cash games, or do you want to somehow spend up a couple times at midfield and a couple times at forward? We'll tinker with that, and I'm sure we'll discuss it bright and early tomorrow as well. So,
yeah, I just want to say, like, sometimes the odds are not correct in these World Cup matches. Like, we had Brazil at minus whatever they were today against Morocco. We had the over-under in this. It was a 2.5 implied goal total for this Croatia-Canada match. I took over 2.5 goals in it. Not to toot my horn here, but I'm just saying, but like this 2.37, like, sure, we did say it could be one of those ugly matches, but both teams got to win. Like, there could be – this could be like a repeat of this Canada-Croatia match. Like, it's not impossible. So I'd say get that in your head, but – we got to get out of here. Before we go, I forgot to mention this at the top. I am interviewing former USA goalkeeper Brad Friedel tomorrow at 10 a.m. We're going to look back. We're going to look at some of your World Cup stuff. We're going to talk about USA, how they're performing. And we're going to preview the match against Iran on Tuesday. So check that out. If you have any questions, maybe I'll throw them Brad's way. But I got a few questions myself. So
Tottenham Hotspur legend Brad Friedel.
Yes, exactly. Tottenham, Aston Villa legend. 10 a.m. Eastern. That'll be Monday, so check that out. But Jack, you can find him at Jack Burkhart on Twitter. I am at Rotus Drake. Good luck on the slate, and we'll see you in the Discord, rotowire.com/chat, rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 2-day trial. There you go. We'll see everyone tomorrow, nonstop.
Bright and early. See ya. Thanks.